Good morning. I'm Anya.
And I'm Isha.
And this is How to Make TV Remotes Better.
So, how did TV remotes even come to be?
Well, it all started in the 1800s. Unmanned vehicles were the first to be controlled by remotes.
But how did they work?
Early remote controls relied on ultrasound, frequencies higher than human hearing can register. Each remote click struck an aluminum rod, which produced a sound recognized by the TV and executed commands like power on and increase volume.
So that's why they were called clickers.
Yeah. Remotes with EM radio usage were also developed by inventors like Nikola Tesla.
And what were those used for?
Remotes were used for missiles, torpedoes, and unmanned vehicles. The technology trickled down to more general uses later, with the invention of the first wireless remote control. Eventually, the first TV remote was made by Robert Adler.
History's quite interesting and all, but I'm bored.
So how do remotes currently work?
Modern TV remotes transmit information to sensors on your television's receiver. The remote has an LED light in it, which flashes quickly to emit a message that is picked up by the TV.
So does it use infrared?
Yeah, it uses an infrared frequency, and the flashes are interpreted in binary zeros and ones.
One thing that I find really annoying about remotes is that you have to be directly in front of the TV, or else it doesn't work.
Yeah, because infrared cannot pass through different substances. A more expensive option is using remotes with Bluetooth, which work on radio waves. These are able to have a longer range because of their ability to pass through various materials. Remote controls aren't perfect though. Let's take a look at how we can make them better. Got any ideas?
Well, you know when you're too lazy to grab the remote from the other couch? Maybe we could add a voice control feature.
Oh, like if the remote was far away?
Yeah, maybe they could function like a Google Home, you know, listening for a trigger phrase.
And if you wanted to navigate through your TV apps, you could tell it to go up, or go to Netflix, or type in something.
Could work, although it might undermine the remote a little.
I don't think so. It's a lot faster to click the remote when you're navigating the TV than telling it to go up 10 times. But voice control could be pretty effective in other cases, like when you want to input movie titles into a search bar or something.
True. I'm noticing an issue, though.
What's the problem?
Well, currently, infrared transmitters are used for the majority of remote controls. It relies on line of sight and doesn't interfere with other devices. If your remote was stuck between the cushions or angled away from the TV, voice control wouldn't work then.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm just too lazy to move in front and hold it up. Infrared can't pass through a lot of materials.
Especially in winter when I'm under the blankets and it's too cold to get up. Well, we could use radio waves. Those can travel through a lot of mediums and go farther. But then there's the cost.
Oh yeah, the cost.
It's much more expensive, but we could sacrifice a bit of money for comfort, I guess.
Sure, I guess.
What's another issue you face with TV remotes?
It's a pain to clean them. Sometimes I accidentally spill something on mine, and it takes me more than 15 minutes just to clean a bit of it and get between the buttons.
What if there were no buttons?
How would that work?
Okay, that's a bad idea, but what if there were no protruding buttons?
Oh, I get what you mean. The buttons could be under a cohesive layer so there are no protrusions and gaps, making it much easier to clean.
We could also make that layer waterproof, because electronics and water don't mix.
Great. And coming back to the point you said about buttons, maybe don't remove all the buttons, but we could take out some of the buttons.
Yeah, we would reduce the number of buttons. It becomes much easier to control, and most people don't use all the buttons anyways.
Some of the buttons are pointless, to be completely honest.
Exactly, and each button could have a unique intuitive shape, texture, and location for easier use.
Yeah, like the home button or the enter button is always in the middle, surrounded by the arrow keys.
We could shrink the size of the remote to make it easier to store and hold, too.
But not too small.
Why? Isn't it better if it's smaller?
I always end up losing my remote by leaving it in the most bizarre places. Once I found it inside my backpack.
Well, we could make a tracking mechanism, like connecting it to a phone.
Yeah, I guess we could track it.
Maybe it could emit pings to help the user locate it.
Oh, it could also flash brightly to make it easier to find if it's in a soundproof environment.
That's a great idea. Well, I can't think of any more problems.
I can't either.
Then I guess that's it.
This has been How to Make It Better. I hope this at least left you remotely interested.